Hey everyone, welcome back to Scrubs and Giggles. I'm Javier, and today we're diving into a topic that hits home for all of us, exam nightmares. You know, those moments when everything that could go wrong does go wrong. I swear this actually happened to me during my last anatomy exam. I walked in, sat down, and realized I forgot my ID. Can you imagine?
Oh no, that's a classic. Did you have to run back to get it?
Yeah. I sprinted across campus, dodging students like I was in an obstacle course. By the time I got back, I was so out of breath, I nearly forgot how to spell anatomy.
That's hilarious. I can totally relate. I once forgot my stethoscope on exam day. I mean, what's a med student without their trusty tool?
Right? It's like going to a party without your dance moves. Anyway, we want to hear from you, our listeners. What's your worst exam nightmare? Share your stories with us on social media. We might feature them in a future episode.
Let's keep the laughter going as we explore these wild experiences. Remember, we're all in this together, and laughter is the best medicine.
All right, let me take you back to the day of my first big exam in med school. I'm talking about the one where I thought I was fully prepared. Notes, flashcards, the whole nine yards. I walk into the exam room, and I'm feeling like a rock star. Then, bam, I realize I left my calculator at home. I swear this actually happened.
Oh no, that's a nightmare. What did you do?
Well, I panicked, of course. I started sweating like I was in a sauna. I mean, who can do pharmacology calculations in their head under pressure? Not me. So I asked the proctor if I could borrow one, and guess what? They didn't have any. I felt like I was in a bad sitcom.
That's wild. I can't believe they didn't have a backup calculator. What did you end up doing?
I had to wing it. I mean, I scribbled down whatever I could remember. I was basically guessing my way through half the exam. It was like playing a game of roulette with my future.
That's a tough spot to be in, but hey, you survived!
True, but I learned a valuable lesson. Always double-check your supplies before an exam.
Right on. I think we've all had those moments. Mine was during a practical exam when I couldn't find my stethoscope. I literally had to borrow one from a classmate, and I felt like I was in a race against time.
It's like we're all in this chaotic med school reality show.
No kidding. And the best part is, we can laugh about it now, but in the moment, total panic. So I've got a story that's a bit bizarre, but it's one of those moments you just can't forget. Picture this. I'm in the middle of a crucial exam, right? The room is silent, everyone's scribbling away, and I'm feeling pretty good about my answers. Then, out of nowhere, a fire alarm goes off.
Oh no. Did you have to evacuate?
Yep. We all had to file out of the building. I'm standing outside in the freezing cold, still clutching my exam paper like it's a life raft. I mean, who does that?
That's wild. Did they let you finish the exam later?
Eventually, yes. But the whole experience was surreal. I was standing there, trying to remember all the answers I had just written down, while my brain was screaming, "What if I forget everything?"
That's so stressful. I'd be panicking about losing my answers too. I once had a similar situation during a practical exam when a student's phone went off, loudly.
Oh man, that's the worst. Was it a ringtone or something embarrassing?
It was a full-on pop song. Everyone turned to look, and the poor guy just froze. He turned bright red and tried to silence it, but it felt like an eternity. We all burst out laughing, which didn't help his nerves at all.
Right on. It's moments like that which remind us how unpredictable exams can be. But hey, laughter is the best medicine, right?
For sure. And the takeaway? Always be prepared for the unexpected, whether it's a fire alarm or a surprise concert. All right, folks, we're halfway through this episode, and wow, what a ride it's been. From fire alarms to pop songs interrupting exams, it's clear that med school is never boring. I mean, who knew we'd have so many unexpected plot twists?
Right on. It's like every exam is a new episode of our own reality show. Just when you think you're prepared, life throws a curveball. Remember, it's all about how we handle those moments.
Exactly. And I love how we can laugh about these experiences now. But seriously, listeners, we want to hear your stories too. What's your most memorable exam disaster? Share them with us on social media or send us a message.
Yes, we might even feature your story in a future episode. So don't be shy. Let's keep the laughter rolling.
And if you're enjoying the show, take a moment to subscribe and leave us a review. Your support means the world to us.
Totally. All right, let's dive back into the chaos. Up next, we've got a story about a technical failure during an exam that'll leave you shaking your head. So, I've got a story that might take the cake for technical disasters. Picture this. It's the day of our big pharmacology exam, and I'm feeling pretty confident. I mean, I had studied hard, right? But as soon as I sit down, the computers start acting up. I swear this actually happened.
Oh no, what happened?
Well, the system crashed right as we were about to start. I'm talking total blackout. Everyone's looking around, and I'm just sitting there thinking, great, now what?
That's a nightmare. Did they extend the time for you guys?
Eventually, yes. But in that moment, I was panicking. I kept thinking about all the questions I had prepared for, and now I couldn't even log in. It felt like I was in a bad dream where I forgot how to take an exam.
I can't imagine. It's like the universe was conspiring against you. What did you do to cope?
Honestly, I took a deep breath and reminded myself that it wasn't the end of the world. I mean, we're all in this together, right? Eventually, they rebooted the system and we got to finish the exam. But I learned a valuable lesson. Always stay calm under pressure.
Fair point. It's all about how we handle those unexpected moments. Plus, it makes for a great story later.
For sure. And the takeaway? Always have a backup plan and maybe a stress ball. Okay, so let me share a story that's a bit more personal. It was during a critical exam, and I was feeling the pressure, like really feeling it. I had studied for weeks, but right before the exam started, I got a call that my dog was at the vet. I swear this actually happened.
Oh no, that's so stressful. What did you do?
I was torn. I mean, I wanted to be there for my pup, but I also had to focus on this exam. So I took a deep breath and decided to go in and take the test. I figured I could handle it, right?
That's a tough decision. How did you manage to concentrate?
Honestly, it was hard. I kept glancing at my phone, waiting for updates. But I reminded myself that worrying wouldn't help either of us. I had to trust the vet and focus on what I could control, my answers.
That's spot on. Sometimes you just have to compartmentalize. But did you do well on the exam?
Surprisingly, yes. I think my adrenaline kicked in. But the lesson here is that life throws curveballs and we have to adapt. And of course, check on your pets before exams.
Fair point. It's all about finding that balance, even when it feels impossible. I can relate to that struggle.
All right. Let's dive into some practical tips for managing that exam anxiety we all know too well. First off, preparation is key. I can't stress enough how important it is to start studying early. Cramming the night before? Not the best plan.
Right on. I've learned that breaking your study material into smaller chunks helps a lot. It makes it feel less overwhelming. Plus, you can reward yourself after each section, like a little treat for your brain.
Speaking of treats, I'd say don't forget to eat well. A balanced meal can really boost your focus. I mean, who can think straight on an empty stomach?
Fair point. And let's not overlook the power of mindfulness. Taking a few moments to breathe deeply or meditate can really help calm those nerves before an exam. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain.
That's it. I always try to visualize myself doing well during the exam. It sounds a bit cheesy, but it really helps build confidence.
No kidding. And don't underestimate the importance of a support system. Talking to friends or classmates about your worries can lighten the load. We're all in this together.
Exactly. So listeners, what are your go-to strategies for managing exam stress? We'd love to hear your tips.
Well, folks, that brings us to the end of another chaotic episode of Scrubs and Giggles. Today, we've shared some wild stories about exam disasters and the unexpected moments that come with them. I mean, who knew exams could be so entertaining?
Right on! It's a reminder that while exams can be stressful, they're also part of this crazy journey we're on. Plus, we can always find humor in the chaos.
Did I say that out loud? Oops! Anyway, I hope our listeners feel a little lighter after hearing our stories. Remember, you're not alone in this.
Exactly. And don't forget to share your own exam nightmares with us. We love hearing from you. And who knows, your story might be featured in a future episode.
And if you enjoyed today's episode, please take a moment to subscribe and leave us a review. Your support helps us keep the laughter going.
Next time, we'll dive into another hilarious topic, so stay tuned. Until then, remember to embrace the journey and keep laughing, even when things get tough.